Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to grind this out. B got less sleep than I did, which is pretty remarkable because he stayed in Philly and I drove home. Brian, we got callers. We're going to take your calls, right? You want to call 800-636-1067. And I know that the folks here have their blame pies. You know, let's just knock these blame pies.
Let's go.
All right. Kev, what you got, bud? Kev, you there?
Fellas. Yeah.
What's up, man?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, look, my blame pie is, look, football is a simple game. You got to block and you got to get off blocks. And I'm going to tell you, man, the one name that I did not see on the injury report was Cosby. And number 90 and 98 threw him around like a rag doll all night. And see, my whole thing is this. We're in the NFC East, okay? And as Doc was saying, man, this gut check manhood time. And, man, and just like George said, man, it's the fourth quarter. Philly had two offensive linemen, Landon Turner and Malata, lifting around. But in the fourth quarter, they was blowing the doors off people. And our old lineman was looking like, I don't know what they look like. But one thing about it, we got 10 days, and I want Cosby and them other offensive linemen that wasn't on the injury report to go to the Washington Cardiology Institute and get that Kool-Aid pumped out of their veins and get the blood pumped back in. Because, man, it's manhood time. If you're afraid at some point in time in a football game dealing with linemen, a fight has to break out, a rumble. And last night, Philly was like the Broad Street Bullies. They bullied us on both sides of the ball in the fourth quarter, and we didn't respond. And that pissed me off.
Appreciate you, bud.
All right, brother.
It's a good call. G is in Arlington. What up, G?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of this, the gut check, the heart check. But, man, you know, if you that's something that you got to have naturally. But having those guys that are injured, man, you know, and I listen to Jaws too, man. Listen, I'm not going to blame anybody. This team is 1 year put together. God, come on, man. People need to settle down. And if we need to sit Jaden down till he gets over his injuries, man, we ought to do that. I know that he may want to still play for future adversity gut checks. Like, you know, we're going to have this kid for a long time, man. I just don't want to see him get hurt seriously by playing hurt. I mean, it's not like I'm looking for us to go to the Super Bowl this year. And the way y'all sounded almost made me think the Eagles feel like they're going. I really don't know about that. But, man, for us to have played the way we played against perennial playoff teams, potential Super Bowl teams, you all, everybody, just not you all, but people, just settle down.
Chill
this
out.
Team, 1 year together. One year together, man. And B-Max, I've seen you guys in training camp during the Joe Gibbs era.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we get the people in there that were like you guys even smacked each other around in practice up in Carlisle, bro.
Y'all let you do that no more, though, bro.
I know. Hey, but the deal is we're getting the right people in. We're getting hungry people. We're getting ballers in here. Everybody needs to just settle down, man. Settle down. You
thanks
know,
for the call, bud.
Appreciate right. you, brother.
Appreciate right. you, dude. I think he might have said B-Match. Did you hear that?
B-Mitch.
B People still want to blame people. I want to say nice things, but nobody's ready for that yet. We're going to let people.
Say some nice stuff, Jay.
I thought Samardzija was really good. I thought Luvu was really good. I thought Chin was really good.
Luvu got two sacks last night, man. How many do you have now?
Now, one thing that's funky, remember the league didn't want to credit Johnny Newton with a sack in his first sack?
Because No. That's just because whoever was doing that was stupid. The quarterback gets the ball, fakes a draw, a screen. He jumps and stops and then sacks him. And they say that wasn't a sack. A quarterback that's 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, he was throwing the ball, dude. So whoever was doing that just did not know football. Maybe they should stop hiring people that don't know football.
I agree about all that. But Luvu's first sack was clearly a quarterback run that he tackled him on. You know what I mean? It's like, how the hell, how subjective is this?
When you get tackled behind the line of scrimmage as a quarterback, they can always throw it, call this a sack.
Right, but a lot of times they don't. When it's a clear sack, like the Newton one, because they claimed he was running, and then they had to correct it, whereas last night, Hurts was clearly running, and they called it a sack right away. It just doesn't make any sense.
Because these quarterbacks do their run pass thing, you never know. So they just give it to the people behind the line. They should.
Our guy Los is on the line. What up, Los?
What's up, guys? Hey, man, happy Friday. Make sure you get yourself some pupusas and all that to celebrate.
Pupusas? No, you keep saying that. You ain't bring us none yet. What the hell?
Yeah, what
the hell? Listen, I will. I promise the holiday season coming.
You said that last time I called you on it.
Listen,
you still say, I will.
You mess with the bowl, you get the horns.
I will, trust me. I will. I promise y'all. Hey, listen. Well, I got a couple of questions. Why is it that we are the away team on a lot of primetime games, man? Like, we need to stay home on these primetime games. I don't count no 4:30 games or anything like that. So that's for one. Number two, why is it that he's injured? I know he's injured. The throws are always underthrown. Jaden Daniels, it's always underthrown. And then, you know, I like to blame myself. You know, I put Terry McLaurin on a parlay, three parlays, and they didn't hit. So I blame myself for jinxing Terry McLaurin on those parlays. And number three, you know, I called in yesterday to Fred Smoot, and I got three jerseys. I wear a jersey for every month. I wore a 2007 white Sean Taylor Redskins jersey for the month of September. I'm 3-1 in that jersey. Then I wore the white 2007 anniversary jersey of Sean Taylor. I'm 4-1 in that jersey for the month of October. I'm wearing my veterans military salute to service jersey for this month. I'm 0-2. Now, I got to ask you guys something. Is it my fault? Do I need to change it? Do I need to, you know, go back to a jersey? That's my take on it.
Yeah, go back to one that you have a winning record on, not one that you have a losing record with. Hell.
Sorry, guys.
To be, it's fairly
simple.
Hey, much
love to y'all. Be safe, all right?
All right, bro. You
thanks,
too, man.
Les. Appreciate you, bud.
I would love him to ask Gil that question. He's like, you asking a damn question.
Bobby's in Lovettsville. What up, Bobby?
What's up, boys? How you doing?
We're good, brother.
Good, man. How are you?
Excellent. Thanks for the great show. So I got a few different blame pies. I got to say, first off, though, shocked by how well the defense played last night. Really, really happy with the secondary. They did a great job. My blame pie starts with Andrew Wiley. This guy, I'm so tired of him standing over top of our quarterback on the ground helping him up. He missed all kinds of blocks last night. I don't care if he's hurt. If you're hurt, don't play. He's terrible. He was terrible last year. He's terrible this year. Get off the team. I can't stand him. Second was Coleman. He had a bad game. It is what it is. Third one is the coaching staff. Kingsbury, man, he just stopped running the ball for the most part. Takes away your play action. That's why we weren't able to hit any of our receivers downfield. Terrible. The last one is Quinn for that field goal. He should have kicked the field goal to keep it a one-score game if they scored a touchdown. That's what I got.
All right, brother.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Wiley's playing with one arm in that game. His shoulder's pretty screwed up. But that said, you're playing. You got to be at your best.
Once you snap him up, put on the pads, you better be able to play or don't play.
I hear you. I'm not disagreeing. DJ's in D.C. What up, D?
What up, D?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
We good.
Got a little blame pie, man. I talked about it with y'all the other day about, you know, that my man was off because of his throws a little bit. I think he was still hurt. He was, and he admitted to it. So I'm going to go ahead and have to give him about 15% of that blame pie. I got to get Cliff that blame pie as well, too. He got to get a little 15% on that. A big part of my blame pie, my offensive line was getting manhandled last night, and I can't stand that. We supposed to be dogs in the trenches. We weren't. We got B-Rob back, and we weren't hitting them in the mouth on a consistent basis. If we make them respect the run, that's when it opens it up. Then we couldn't even get the ball to turn. They showed a clip of the rookie tearing him a little bit, but he still had an open window. It doesn't take much for our open window to be open in the NFL. Terry was open on a couple of those things, but my man couldn't get him the ball. The other part of the brain pie goes to my head coach. I got to give it to him on this one. We have a chance to go ahead and go in the lead, and you do not take it. That shifted momentum, that was a big moment in the game to me. You pumped that team up, and then they came down and walked down the field lost. That's my blame, pie, fella.
Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, bro.
I actually think that's pretty fair with a little bit for Jaden, a little bit for Cliff, and spreading it around. I don't think the O-line was great. I think they're beat to hell. We'll keep the phones going when we return. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Yeah.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.